this is a dictation for Mr. James Terrell. J-A-M-E-S, T like Tom, E-R-R-E-L-L. Date of birth, 9-23-89. Date of accident, 9-27-2021. This is a continuation of dictation from 0423-064. It is a physical examination. Blood pressure 172/98. Heart rate is 92. Pulse ox 99. Height 5'12". Weight 236. Respiratory rate is 20. Temperature is 97.7. This is a 32-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic, sitting comfortably, well-dressed, with good attitude, no acute panic faces, no pain faces, or any acute shortness of breath. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane or any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, except in the skin, please mention that there is a 12-inch long scar in the middle of the abdomen for previous surgery for gunshot and a scar in the right leg. Sorry, in the another scar was in the left leg for removal of the bullet. The neurological examination is from the template. The gait is normal. Musculature examination is completely normal. The musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. And the tenderness of the spine is noticed at the bilateral sacroiliac joint, especially the right side is more worse than the left. Paraspinal muscles are not in spasm, no tenderness or hypertonicity noticed. Cervical spine. Range of motion is as follows. Flexion is 50, extension is 60, side flexion 20, bilateral side and rotation is 60. The range of motion for lumbar spine, flexion is 45, extension 10, side flexion 25. Hyperextension is painful beyond 15 degrees. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the neck, the Hoffman sign was negative. The Hoffman sign was found negative. The Lermit test is positive. The Sperling test is positive. In the thoracic spine, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, the Brzezinski-Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive on the right at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test positive. Kemp test is positive bilaterally. And the Babinski test is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint is more tender than the left. There is a positive Faber test. Gonsalin test is positive on the right. And the
compression test is negative. Flexion test negative. And the examination of the right shoulder shows that the pain level is around 7 to 8. The patient is able to do the abduction maximum 110 degrees without any pain. Flexion is also 110 degrees. Motor power 4x5. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or any other positive finding. On palpation, there are no muscle spasm or tenderness of the joint or AC joint. No contusion, fractures. The examination of the right elbow shows that the olecranon process is normal, no fractures. The both epicondyle normal, the range of motion is normal. Examination of the right hand shows that the patient has difficult time making a wrist, and the range of motion of all the fingers is diminished, especially the right fourth finger or the ring finger is unable to straighten it up or flex it at 180 degrees, and there is a tremendous weakness. The carpal tunnel test for the median nerve compression, namely the Tinel sign, Phelan sign, are positive. However, the distal sensation, distal circulation is intact. Examination of the right knee does not reveal any major finding. The inspection shows normally appearing knee with no contusion or fractures or dislocations. On palpation, there are no crepitus or any other noises heard. Range of motion is normal. Patient points some pain deep inside the knee joint. The anterior and posterior apprehension test is negative. And the Steinman sign is negative. And there is a peripatellar tenderness and patellar apprehension is positive. No valgus varus abnormalities noticed. The leg is not short or longer, it is equal distance. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 XX, upper equity, left shoulder, the right shoulder, M25.511, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, M5.12, M5382, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine bilateral M46.1, M90.4, and S33.5XXA. The plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Please utilize the template from most of it. The patient is advised physical therapy 3 times per week to continue still for fracture of the right fifth finger, as well as pain in the right shoulder, possibly rotator cuff tendonitis, pain in the right knee, as well as for cervical and lumbar region with traction massage, aquatherapy, gating, home exercise. Mechanisms are explained to the patient. Patient remains disabled for work and house, and transportation services are offered. The patient has not brought any records from the the medications. Non-narcotic medication are as follows. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory and healing. Lyrica 50 milligram is provided for headaches and for nerve pain, radiculopathy. Cyclobenzaprine, 7.5 milligrams, two times a day for muscle relaxation. Diclofenac sodium gel, 3% for topical pain relief. Lidocaine patch for the sacroiliac joint pain. For narcotic pain medication, Tramadol ER 100 milligram is provided, 30 tablets for pain relief once at night on a PRN basis. The paragraph 4, 5, 6 as from the template. The medical records are being ordered from Sinai Grace and from the joint and spine pain clinic where he was seen previously, and Henry Ford Hospital. I am not sure if he has a fracture in his wrist or hand. The records will help me elucidate that. New investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. I am hoping to obtain all the records and then go from there. Record of any previous MRI or investigation. No records are available. Patient reports that he has had only plain x-ray of his wrist at the Sinai Grace Hospital. DMEs. The patient already has some DMEs. We are providing him with a neck brace, back brace that have not been provided to him. A tense unit is provided. And also a hand and wrist brace, cock-up brace has been provided from advanced pain care to bring him relief and healing and safety. Next visit, follow-up visit will be in 10 days. Disability is already discussed. Education, yes. And if I missed anything, please use the template to finish it up. Thank you very much.